I'll shoot my hair.
Oh, fuck. I didn't do my hair.
I'll do it live.
Unfocused!
What up? Welcome to a slow internet edition of Unfocused. I'm AJ Twist.
I'm T.
This is episode 2... I just told you, 276.
And this is Taylor. Sorry, internet's giving me a little beef. One second. Because Taylor, I'll tell you what kind of Pokemon it is. It's definitely a bird. The tiny swallow Pokemon.
That's what she said?
I was going to say, like, there's definitely jokes to be made there. Yeah, Taylor is the tiny swallow Pokemon.
Okay.
Just for reference, swallow is a type of bird.
Yes.
But
that's what they told you in school.
Yeah. So that the adults could laugh at you behind your back. Yeah, this is the podcast about video games, animes, comic books, et cetera, et cetera. All the cool nerd stuff.
Yep.
And yeah, I'm T, and this is AJ, as we mentioned earlier.
We're live on twitch.tv/collision28. Or if it's too slow for you and it's all breaking up, then you can go catch this live, or not live, but on YouTube, youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast for any, after show shows.
Exactly.
Something like that. The recorded cast of this. Anyways.
Yeah. That being said, you want to kick us off with your Unfocus week, AJ? All
right, I'm down. You know how I do. I chill.
I do know about that. I've heard legend.
I've been doing a lot of Rocket League.
Oh, you like it,
just
huh?
Just playing more on that. Yeah, it's fun. And it's just kind of annoying. I'm not sure if I mentioned it last show. Maybe it just happened recently, but you get some stupid asses or like start shooting the ball in your goal, your own goal. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, dude, that way. Like, you know?
You did mention that.
It doesn't
happen
too often, but it happens.
Well, the
sometimes.
Fact that you're still bringing it up means it definitely happened again, right? At least one
more
time.
Must have a couple more times, yeah. And then today, actually, I was just like on YouTube and actually saw this video for Rocket League. I was like, yeah, let me check this out, see what it's about. And it was like top 10, like 0 second goals. And dude, fucking in professional Rocket League games, people are fucking literally flying in the air. Like, I know you could do that. It's kind of hard to control. But it's possible. But these people have control of it, where they like just boost themselves up into the air and they kind of float a little bit, and then they tilt themselves and hit the ball from top, so it goes downwards. I was like, "Fuck!" Like I can hop and hit a ball in.
How
like,
do they do that?
You gotta hit the boost and you gotta jump in and hit the boost, so you go upwards.
Oh, so it's like the wave dashing they figured out, basically.
Dude,
right?
there's fucking wave dashing too.
No, don't tell me a game of cars has wave dashing. I don't even know what that's supposed to look like.
I don't know. I don't understand it either. But like, I was watching like top 5 mistake beginners make in Rocket League is another one I came across. And I was watching that, and the dude was like casually saying, oh, yeah, you know, before you learn how to do this and this, you know, before you get into wave dashing and all that, you know, here's some fundamentals. I was like, what the fuck, wave dashing? And then there's like a quick little clip of him like going sideways, dashing sideways. I was like, what the fuck? So that's a thing.
Wow.
In Rocket League, I'm not even there yet. I can drive. I can make a turn. I can boost. I could do a backflip, you know. But I could barrel roll.
Damn.
But that's baby shit as far as I'm concerned now.
Well, they're flying, shooting down shots and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, man.
Like,
meteor
in the ball.
Yeah, for real. No, they are. Dude, I saw a couple of matches where they bounce a wall. They bounce the ball off the wall and then 360 and come back around and hit it into the goal. Yeah. I was like, what the
I don't
fuck?
Even know what that looks like in my head.
Yeah, it was wild. But yeah, there is some other level shit that I'm not even at yet. Anyways, aside from Rocket League, Adventure Time, been watching more Adventure Time. It's still randomness, but still good randomness. So last week or 2 weeks ago, I might have talked about it on the show. Carla ordered a Snorlax from Build-A-Bear because they were back in stock. And she's like, oh my God, I got to get on this. It was like I had the Bulbasaur incident, like it was gone, came back, and like, fuck it, I'm doing it now. Same thing happened to Snorlax. Last year we saw our Snorlax, and Carl's like, oh, I want that. We should get it.
You know
it.
What? I remember that last year. I remember you bringing that up last year, and she wanted that. So
yeah.
I don't know if it was on the show or not, but I remember bringing it up.
It was around this time of year, actually, too, I think, that we saw it. And then around just before Christmas, I went to the mall and went to the actual store, and there was none. I was like, oh, that was going to be my Christmas gift. Now I gotta think about it.
Got a new present.
Yeah.
That's a burn.
But yeah, it came out, and we ordered it, and then it came in the mail the other day, and we got two boxes. And it was just me here, so I was like, why the fuck there's two boxes? That's weird. And then I opened one of them and just a Snorlax in there. I was like, okay, so this other box must be the like accessories that come with it, right? But I'm like, this box has some weight to it. That's weird. Open it. It's a second Snorlax with the accessories. I was like, do we just get two Snorlax right now? And I checked the paperwork. They're identical and everything. But
they double sent?
Yeah. And I went back to the email. And I think it's a glitch in their system. Because I went back to the email and it says, okay, Snorlax bundle, you know, this much dollars. And then it kind of breaks down what's in that bundle. And it says Snorlax, the clothing, the voice box, you know. And it all says zero. But then there's a two next to each of those things, like two Snorlax, two voice boxes.
Oh, so someone fixed it. Fucked it up when they fixed it, maybe.
Something happened where the order came out and it was two Snorlaxes for the price of one. So,
damn.
Carla was flipping out. She's like, what the fuck? What just happened? I'm like, why is there two? I'm like, I don't know. She's like,
you should feel lucky because in the Pokemon world, when most people would get two Snorlaxes instead of one, they wouldn't have room for them.
Yeah, that's true too. Yeah, yeah. So luckily enough,
to consider.
We have room. Yeah,
that's cool.
Well, the funny thing too is that there's two boxes. There are different sizes, and the bigger box was just a single Snorlax, and the smaller box was a Snorlax with everything else. They're like just really just mixed up over there. It's like nothing makes sense.
Damn,
nothing.
Imagine you complain and they send you another Snorlax.
It's like, yo, I didn't get the clothing for this other Snorlax that I was supposedly supposed to get. Get a third one. Still no clothes.
No clothes.
But yeah, so that happened. We got the Animal Crossing Switch. Best Buy had them in stock. We ordered it last week. I mean, we picked it up yesterday. We haven't opened it yet. Also, I played Mario 35. What's it called? Super Mario 35, I think is what it's called. Something like that. It's like a battle royale Super Mario Brothers original. And yes,
the old one? Like the two of you going through the sides of the levels and shit?
No. Everyone's just playing their own Super Mario game. But as you go through it, as you kill enemies, they fly on to other people's games. Because so, I was walking around in there, it was so horrible. First thing that happened, right when I got into my first game, you remember 1-1, right? You remember that first Mario level, right?
Yeah, of course. How can you forget it?
Yeah, you know like the back of your hand probably, right?
I know the whole structure of it.
I walked up and walked right into a Goomba. That's the first thing I did. I was like, how do you run again? And I jumped like, oh, there's my jump button. And then I walked into the Goomba. I was like, what the fuck?
Wow. That's funny.
And then I played another match and I realized the buttons are switched. My jump button was where my jump button's at, and my run button was where my run button's at. It was kind of flipped.
Oh, no wonder you ran
into
it.
Yeah, that's why I ran into it.
As soon as you said that, okay, now it makes sense.
And then it threw me off a couple of times. I'm like, this is stupid. Why is it supposed to be like this? And then I went and booted up the old school NES version on the Switch, and I played it real quick. Like, no, this is how the button should be. So it's wrong in this new version. And I went to the settings, and I switched it. You can switch it in settings. Mm-hmm. But you know, like A and B. B, I guess A is your jump, and B is your run. But they had B as your jump, and X was your run. So rather than hold it like this, it was just sideways. It was weird.
That sounds really fucking weird.
After I fixed it, I realized I still suck at Mario Brothers no matter what configuration it's in, because I couldn't even make it past 1-2. But what's crazy, though, is that I was seeing a bunch of extra Goombas because they were being sent to me, and they were grayed out. So then that's how I knew they were from other enemies, from other people playing the game. But it was fun. I played it for 20 minutes or so. Got the hang of it. I'll probably play more. But yeah, that was stupid. That kind of pissed me off. But I think that's about all I've done so far. Or a little bit Animal Crossing, the usual. There's pumpkins now. I grew some pumpkins.
It's the season, bro.
Oh, I finally completed my fucking robot. So you can collect items and shit, right? You get rocks, you get like materials, right? Wood. You can also, once in a while, get gold. Once in a blue moon, you hit a rock, one little gold piece might come out. And so I've collected them for a while. I maybe got like 40 in total, like over this whole lifespan of this game. Also, to build a robot, you need various materials. You need a rocket. That means you got to build a rocket and have that as your material. You also need gold armor. So that means you need gold pieces to make a gold armor. And then you also need 30 rusted parts, which are little computer chips that are just laying around sometimes. You need 30 of those. And what else was there? Oh, and 10 iron or something like that. There's fucking too many materials. And you get gold once in a while. And these microchip pieces, these rusted parts, you get one like once a week maybe. So this is taking me forever to make. And I guess Carlo's been dropping items off of my island. So I finally have 30 rusted pieces. Like, fuck yeah, I can finally build this robot. So that's the first thing I did when I noticed I had all those materials there.
You earned it, bro.
So it's like a big ass, looks like a transformer. Thing's huge. And then you can paint it. You need a fucking like 50 materials to paint it though. But you just buy those up real quick. And I painted it like gray. It looks cool. So that's my little Japan island that I have in my game right now. Hmm. So that was an accomplishment that I did today. But yeah, that's what I've been up to.
As for me, I've been reading more of what I was reading last time. Superman Red Sun, where he's born in Russia instead of America.
Oh, yeah.
Changes everything up. Pretty interesting shit. I saw this movie called Starry Eyes. It was this really creepy horror movie about an actress who's trying to make it, and like she has this fucking thing where she gets mad, she rips her hair out.
Oh shit!
It is, and like, and then one of the auditions she goes for, someone's like, "Wait, what did you just do right now? Like, like, we want to use that. We want you to use that." And like, it spirals into this whole fucked up thing, you know?
That's wild.
Sounds crazy, all right? Yeah. Just the idea is like fucking crazy.
Ripping your hair out—that's amazing.
Right? You're like, we need that. Like, you're on. But
you can only do that so many times, though, right?
I mean, you know, they're gonna use it for all she's worth. That's Hollywood, baby. Other things I've been doing. You guys know there's been a empty hole in my heart since Umbrella Academy's been done, so I finally jumped back into.
It's only been a week, too.
It doesn't matter. I jumped into The Boys.
Oh, finally.
Season 2, finally.
Season 2, okay.
Yeah, man, I saw the first two episodes. It's fucking good already. I'm really scared to fucking keep watching because there's only 8 episodes, you know? Like,
and, oh, that,
the last one comes out tomorrow. So I'm like, damn, I think I should take it easy.
And then the season's done?
Yeah.
Oh, how many episodes the first season?
8.
Oh, okay. I was afraid of watching this shit because I thought it was going to be like fucking 20 episodes or something.
No,
like that.
No, it's short, bro. It's
13
short.
Maybe even.
It's short and it's intense. So like, you always want to watch the next one afterwards. Mm. Like, it's one of those kind of shows, you know?
All right, maybe I will check it out right away then.
Yeah, if you guys get bored, it's this worth weekend. Watching.
Carly's been wanting to watch it, and I was like, nah, because I had Hulu TV for like a little bit. And then
what's
I was like,
that?
It's like getting actual TV service through Hulu. Was it Hulu? Yeah, Hulu. I was trying to watch football games, and I was trying to watch them in different areas so I can get the Niner games. And the method I try to do does not work because they have it blocked off. Like, fuck you then. So I canceled it. But so I have it for like another month, though.
That's so bitter right now when you said that.
I was like, dude, I spent money to try this method out, and it just didn't work. And then I looked it up. I have a VPN now. And I did the VPN to make it seem like I'm in San Francisco so I can get San Francisco games. And Hulu blocks the fucking VPN shit. I was like, fucking, and I looked it up real quick. It's like, yeah, Hulu blocks it sometimes. Give it a couple weeks, and then the company might figure out how to get around it, but then they might block it again. So I'm like, fuck, it's just a cat and mouse game with this shit right now.
Yeah, so it's your life now.
Yeah, so I can't. I guess I have a VPN at least because I didn't want that. But then, yeah, Hulu's like, fuck you. Like, there's no point now. Like, it's nothing. But at least I'm able to watch certain shit that I couldn't watch originally. So I'm trying to like watch certain shit I can't watch until that runs out. Because once I have the live shit gone, I'm gonna lose access to that shit. So
yeah, you should man. While you're at it.
So that's what I'm doing right now.
Okay.
Anyways,
yeah. But The Boys, yeah, it's real good. That's all I'm gonna say.
Okay.
Otherwise, I've been. I've been listening to the audiobooks because I'm just too lazy to read it because it's so fucking big. Dune.
Mm.
You know the
mm-hmm.
and holy shit, that shit's really fucking good. I'm like, oh man, okay. I also now understand why they kept fucking it up every time they tried to make a movie about it.
Was it complicated or?
There's just so much,
just
bro.
Too much, yeah.
I got to like a third of it, like to the end of the first third of the book,
mm-hmm.
and then like I was like, oh shit, everything's going down right now. Like, all
it's about
to
end, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Like, okay, all this epic shit's happening. It's about to end, and they're gonna go to the next book. Nope, you're like, you're only a third through. I was like, oh, I get it. I was like, that felt like that first third could have been just a movie right there.
Oh, do you think they'll do that? You think this Dune that we'll get, you think they'll do a trilogy?
Well, one thing.
Do we know that?
No, what we know,
damn.
Everyone thought it was going to be one movie, but it's actually going to be two.
It's going to be two movies.
Yeah,
okay.
And it's going to be split. So okay. That first movie that's you know supposed to come out on December 18th
uh-huh.
is
spoilers?
Is it gonna be? No, we'll talk about it.
Yeah, I was saying new spoiler. That was something I had. We didn't news.
Oh,
check
you have
again.
It? Oh, fuck! We didn't news check.
That's okay. You can have
okay,
it.
Okay, all right, that's fine. But yeah, it's supposed to come out December 18th.
Yeah,
but that's only gonna be the first movie of the two movies.
Okay,
and I think
that's
even
the first half of the book.
Yeah.
Okay,
and I think even that movie is gonna be like 2.5 hours or 3 hours, something crazy like that.
All right, that's cool.
Yeah. And so, you know, hopefully it's good enough that people are going to, like, can't wait to see what happens next.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so anyway. Other news.
Not news. We're doing.
I'm sorry. Other Focus Week things that I've been doing. I think that's really about it. No. There was one other thing that's really cool. AJ, you know what I saw?
Mm-mm.
You know what I saw?
Nah.
Attack the Block.
That sounds familiar.
Because we've always wanted to watch it. Ever since the trailer came out and you and I saw the trailer, we've been dying to watch this fucking movie. But nobody ever has it. Can't find it on DVD.
It sounds familiar.
You can't find it on Blu-ray.
Uh-huh.
You could, but you have to like order it specifically.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
But if you just go to a store, you can't find it. Yeah, people are like, oh, we had a copy years ago or something like that. We had a few copies years ago, like, right?
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, if you want to stream it, you can't fucking stream it. Like, you have to pay for it on Amazon Prime because no one has it. Literally, no one has Attack the Block. And so I finally just fucking bit the bullet. I was like, fuck it, I'll pay $3 and I'll fucking rent it. Yo, tell me why it was so good, bro. It was fucking amazing. It's so for nerds. It's like for nerds that like street shit.
Oh, okay. This looks familiar.
Yeah, dude, for sure. We talked about it before and that we wanted to see it, but we just didn't get around to it.
Yeah.
It's like for hood nerds. That's what this show is about. This movie is about. Basically, like, you know, you get these kids that are kind of like in the middle of starting their own gang in this fucked up town in England, right?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, they're very territorial and very fucking protective of their area. And, like,
oh, is that Finn?
Trying to front. Yeah, it is. Uh-huh. And they're, like, always trying to front anyone who's trying to fucking step in their area, right?
Yeah.
They even mug people sometimes. And then a meteorite crash lands in a car nearby. And they're like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
And a fucking alien comes out. And they're like, oh, shit. And the alien runs away. And, you know, most people would be freaked out and run away, right? They're like, fuck that, bro. This is our city. And the fucking kids with all the guns and with bats and stuff. And they fuck the alien up. And they start an intergalactic war. And it's just fucking, it's pretty crazy. It's dope, man. Like,
I got to check this out.
Yeah, you're going to love it, man. I would tell you, like, yo, I rented it on Amazon Prime. So you should log into mine and watch it. But it's already gone.
Yeah, it's a one day, like 24. Once you watch it, you got 24 hours.
To watch it a second time, yeah. If you don't watch it in the first 24 hours that you watched it, it's
gone. That you started watching it, yeah.
Yeah, so. So yeah, but
maybe I'll do it anyways. I don't know.
You might want to. Dude, it's worth it. It wasn't a disappointing watch at all. The whole thing was good the whole way.
That sounds cool.
It's good action and it's funny and it's even scary sometimes for a little bit, you know. But it's fucking funny, bro.
Heard it here first, guys.
Yeah,
Attack the Block.
It's only 10 years after the fact. But I finally saw it, guys. But I think that basically covers the Unfocus week. Don't forget Twitter.
Unfocus28.
Yeah, Unfocus28.
Instagram, Unfocus Podcast.
Apple
Podcasts,
like, comment,
Google Podcasts, Stitcher.
Tell your friends about us.
Close28.com. Just go there. You can find all the links there.
And youtube.com/unfocuspodcast.
That's right. Catch it like recorded.
Yeah. Full episodes there.
That's right. Ready?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This is the dude.
Let's do it.
Internet's been okay so far.
No, it's been good. It's been good, yeah.
I seen it drop a couple times, but it's good right now.
All right, so we do have some powering through to be. This is going to be a shorter episode of Unfocused, our friends.
That's right.
You want to kick us off, or should I?
Yeah, no WAGS news tonight, because couldn't download it.
It actually works out, though, sadly.
I'll start it off with a big one.
Yeah, dude.
Nintendo, or I guess more like Super Smash Brothers, announced their new character. We talked about it last. We mentioned it last week that it was going to come out Thursday, and it came out. And
here we are, and it's
Steve from Minecraft. This is what the kid's been asking for months, for years since the game first came out. Give us Minecraft Steve.
By the way, me and AJ had a long
Me
and AJ had a long argument about this not being dick moves because it almost was. No, but go on.
But yeah, no, he seems very fucking interesting. He's a new mechanic. I watched the trailer, which the trailer was funny. Because you see Mario just like fighting everyone, and then it became a meme for a little bit, because what happened eventually was Pikachu got him with the spark, and then as he was electrocuted, Sonic came through and smashed him, right? So he punched the fuck out of him, and that flew him into the Minecraft level. So there was a bunch of memes all day. It's like, oh, watch out for Sonic, he might punch you into Minecraft.
Shit. He might punch you into Minecraft.
Yeah, he might
punch you into another game. He breaks the time barrier, the speed barrier, and then just fucking punches you with that, and you just travel through dimensions.
Yeah, and into a different game.
Damn.
Yeah. So that was a meme for a little bit. Anyway, but yeah, that's how we were introduced to Minecraft Steve and all that. And yeah, he's fucking weird. He has like 2 or 3 frames. He's just walking, you know. He has a sword, so people are like, oh my God, another sword character. And then the crazy thing, though, is he has blocks. He can mine stuff because of Minecraft, right? And what do you do in Minecraft? You mine items. You get rock and stone. You get wood. You get steel, I think. I think you get gems or something like that. You can mine water, I think. I don't know. I've never played Minecraft, but I've seen a little bit here and there.
I don't know anything about it.
But it's all about building shit, right?
Oh, okay, I guess I know that. Yeah. It's not that I don't know anything about it.
So you can actually mine shit on certain levels, and certain levels will give you certain items. Certain, like, for example, Donkey Kong's level, you know, with the barrel on the bottom, the waterfall, you know how it's all wooden?
Yeah.
So if you start mining with Steve there, you'll get wood. Whoa, wow, right?
Okay.
But you can turn that off though. If you play more like the Final Destinations, they're saying like if you play more like competitive level, then it won't be like so random like that or very specific to stages, you know, just so there's not an imbalance with when it comes to level selecting and all that. I don't understand exactly how to turn that off exactly, but there's a method to it though. Okay. I don't know if the different materials have different weight to them though, like if it's one's more defensive or stronger than the other or whatever. I don't even know what you can use it for other than building a block. And there's various videos going around showing Steve from Minecraft. He's like flying through the air, and all of a sudden he builds a block
and he just stands.
He just stands in it in midair.
Yeah, so I'm guessing which. It doesn't. I mean, people say it seems broken. Like that's what I was seeing.
It looks like it.
But I mean, it's a little fucked up for sure. It gives him an advantage of not dying so easily. But it's not broken because when you get hit really hard, you can't push any commands.
Mm-hmm.
Even B commands, you can't push them for a while. You know. So I'm like,
yeah.
If you hit him hard enough,
yeah, he probably won't be able to do anything.
He won't be able to do that.
Yeah.
So it is. Don't get me wrong. It is kind of fucked up, but it's not broken.
I don't know his up B, but to balance that, I would say he has a short up B. Then, he should at least.
He might actually. I don't know. I don't know it either. Actually,
just like Little Mac, you know,
yeah,
he can't get back, right? So maybe he has a similar thing where his up B kind of sucks. But if you get to time that in time, then you can probably build a brick and stop yourself, and hopefully be at a good spot where you can jump back and make it.
I can see that.
So that could be. I wonder if his jumps reset when that happens. Yo, because you know when you're in the air, you have one jump and that's it. But if you land on the ground, then you get two jumps, right? So I wonder if that building that brick and standing in it will give him two jumps. Oh shit, that'd be crazy.
Oh, okay.
That'd be interesting.
That'd be pretty cool, actually.
Yeah. Also, there's a timer to it too, because I noticed. You know, you see the brick; it looks good, and then like a second later, it gets a little crack, and then it cracks. It's bigger. So I think those blocks only last for like a second or two, though, before they disappear. I also seen some wild shit where like you have four Steves on the screen, and they together they built a brick around a character, and he was like stuck in there. Yeah, but apparently you could probably build three or four blocks at a time, I'm guessing. I'm not sure if you can attack him and break him, though. I don't know we gotta look into that. I don't know anything about that. But okay. Yeah, but anyways, but he looks cool. I'm down to try him out, at least. You have any opinions on Steve?
I hate him.
How do you hate him?
I really don't like... I'm tired of them bringing in these fucking characters that have nothing to do with... I mean, like I understand, they've been on a Nintendo console, but like... I feel like they're really starting to push what that means and like how inclusive it is. I liked it better when it was people that were really like in Nintendo shit, you know. I just don't like it, man. I don't know. I'm not a fan. I felt that way also about, you know, Terry, and I kind of got over Bayonetta, but I didn't really like that either.
No.
It's just starting to be too much. You know?
What about Snake?
I was cool with Snake
Sonic?
Because I thought Snake and Sonic were going to be the anomalies. I thought that was it.
And then Pac-Man?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When those fuckers came in.
And then Ryu?
No, I hate that, too.
And then Simon
hate that too.
And Joker?
Hate that, too.
Hero from Dragon Quest?
What
about Banjo-Kazooie?
All the modern... Well, he's Nintendo. He's Nintendo. So that's fine.
Banjo-Kazooie's not Nintendo? Oh, again, he was on 64.
He's Nintendo.
But he's rare, technically.
No, he's Nintendo.
But he's Nintendo? All right.
He's earned it. Like, fine. That's what I'm saying. A lot of these things haven't earned the title to, like, really be Nintendo. It was available on this one system, so it's Nintendo. Yeah. I'm like, that's fucking...
I think after Snake, I think this door was just wide open, because...
And I get it, because Metal Gear Solid 1 is on SNES, but, like, that's its origin, like, so that's kind of okay to me, like, you know...
And then Sonic, you know, that was his... I think Sonic was
Sonic
more,
was
like...
Sonic was the first weird one, like,
yeah.
I was cool with it, because he looked cool in Smash, and his character's cool in Smash, but you're right, that's really where they start fucking it up, Sonic, yeah.
That's when there was no, like, real thing to it, other than, you know, hey, whoever wants to be in it.
Mm-hmm.
But, so, I think right now, though, you know how the original Smash only had, like, 8 characters? Was it 8 characters, 12 characters, mm-hmm. something like that?
Yeah. 8 with a bonus 4.
You can take out those characters, or you can take out all the Nintendo characters and make your own N64, you know, Smash with just third-party characters like
wow.
Snake, Sonic, Pac-Man, Ryu, Bayonetta.
And then the game should just be called Video Game Rumble. And I feel like, why not just do that in that case?
So that's where they're going right now. Oh, yeah. Also, I heard... Oh, no, I already mentioned it. But, yeah, just that detail. People were, like, kind of complaining about, you know, new characters and all that, but I heard a good point mentioned that Nintendo, you know... when you get new characters, like guest characters in other games, it's just a character squeezed into the game sometimes, right? Nothing special about it. But with, you know, Minecraft Steve here, they fucking went out of their way to, like, you know, do special shit to the point where, like, the levels, they Nintendo said it themselves, Sakurai said it himself, they have to go back to every level and just recraft it a little bit so Steve can work in those levels and all that.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, so there's a lot of work to put him in the game. So I mean, he's not just kind of thrown in there. Like they made sure he can fit into the game and, you know, specialize it in a way where it feels right and all that. Okay. Anyways, but yeah, look out for him coming out pretty soon.
Okay.
And your season pass too.
All right. Resident Evil the reboot, which I believe will be a TV show on Netflix. No, it is a TV show on Netflix, not a movie this time. And they've been talking more about it because they finally casted it. Mm. They also said it will be following the video games much more. Which, if anyone knows, the first Resident Evil and part of the second one follow the video games pretty close, and then it just fucking spirals out of control halfway through the second movie. But this one, they're saying they're trying really hard to stick to the video game thing the whole way through. And some of the cast has been announced. Claire Redfield will be played by Kaia Scodelario, and she's from Maze Runner, if anyone's been watching that or seen those movies. Also, Chris Redfield is played by Robbie Amell, who's... I think he's Arrow on Flash, which that guy kind of looks like
Arrow and Arrow.
Yeah, Arrow and Flash. Yeah, he's Arrow and all that. Yeah, he's and he's gonna. I think it's a pretty good look. He looks like Chris Redfield a little bit.
I can see that. Yeah.
And Hannah John Kamen will be playing Jill Valentine, and that is the woman who plays Ghost in Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Oh. Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying Ghost in Ghost in a Shell.
Nah, Ghost in Ant-Man and the Wasp. Should be playing Jill Valentine. And then lastly, Tom Hopper will be playing Wesker. If anyone has ever played the Resident Evil games, Wesker is the main villain. You know, he's always wearing the shades, looking all cool and shit.
Yeah.
But he starts off as a
bitch in Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
Yeah, kind of a bitch. He starts off as a geneticist who creates the T-Virus and starts the whole thing in the first place. Yeah. And then takes control of the whole situation. Mm. That's going to be played by Tom Hopper, who is... Luther in Umbrella Academy.
Oh. So,
yeah.
Nice.
So, yeah, there's some castings for both heroes and villains. I'm looking forward to this. Sounds pretty cool to me. Well, I guess we'll just have to see.
Yeah, they better stick to that video game stuff, too, because, like, thinking about it, in the last few years, what, like, video game-related, like, TV show or movie has come out and that has been, like, got, like, super popular but didn't, you know, that trailed away from the video game storyline? Like,
no, nothing.
Nothing, right?
It's always fails when they start trailing away.
Exactly. So hopefully, you know, movie companies, TV show companies have learned a lesson.
Monster Hunter.
Oh, yeah, that's a scary one, too, actually. Let's see what happens there.
Yeah, for anyone that didn't see, there was a trailer last week that was released for Monster Hunter, and it's, like, put into our modern times, and it looks really weird.
Yeah.
It looks really weird. And speaking of Resident Evil, it has fucking Mila Jovovich in it. And I believe it's produced by Uwe Boll, who's the guy who... Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
exactly.
Shit.
So I'm like, that kind of explains why Monster Hunter looks so bad.
Oh, man. Okay.
Yeah, dude.
Anyways.
But yeah, Resident Evil, the Netflix show, doesn't have a release date yet, but it is coming.
All right. Other news, in Japan and Sony's world, Sony kind of announced that they're going to do something different to the controllers in Japan. They're going to flip the X and O. Not literally moving the X and O, but what they do. For anyone that doesn't know, or to refresh your memory real quick, here in America, if you push X, that's usually your confirm button, right? To go forward or enter something, right? And your O button is usually your back, your exit or something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. In Japan, it's the other way around. Circle is your enter, go forward button, and X is your go backwards kind of button there. And it's always been like that. Even I bought a Japanese PSP one time and it was like that, and I was just totally like thrown off. I was like, what is happening? But then I understood, and then I heard about that. It's like, oh, okay, that's just a Japanese thing. And even go forward with it too, that's just a common thing. Like I've noticed in Japanese game shows where, like, if something gets a question right or something, you get a circle. You got the answer wrong, you get that cross, you get that X. Oh my bad, it's called the cross. You get the X. I'm sorry, I said X again. But for some reason in Japan, they're flipping it. They're gonna have it be like America, where X means confirm and circle means go back, and that's going to be just like a worldwide type of thing now,
you know,
which
what?
Is really weird.
You know why that really fucks with the Japanese culture? Because the circle and X thing goes deeper than that. Like you said, how it's right and wrong or whatever.
Yeah.
They even have a fucking name for it. Batsu, which means you fucked up, is an X, and Maru, which means oh yeah, that's right, is an O, and there's like they have words for it too. And like, and even the words, it fucks with the words too. Whoa, now.
Is that where Bats Maru come from? The Hello Kitty penguin?
You heard it here first, guys.
Damn!
I didn't even fucking think about that. He's right and wrong. Batsumaru.
Damn,
oh, wow.
That's fucking wild. Damn, I wish I had a, like a... I need a mind-blowing sound next time.
That's an explosion.
It's an explosion, like, yeah.
Damn. That's crazy, AJ. You're right. That's probably why he's Batsumaru.
Yeah. And I'm thinking about it, too, because I like Batsumaru, and usually he has X and O's around his character, like...
Wow, like you're right, he does!
That's why. Oh, shit.
Yeah, so it goes even further.
Damn.
Yeah, that's fucking...
Anyways, cool. But yeah, that's gonna... What was that? This. Oh, okay, I was like, damn, that was a new sound.
No, yeah. Effect, I had it when you weren't around it.
But yeah, that's kind of crazy. Also, you know what's weird, too? Like, if Sony's gonna do that... is Nintendo gonna go that way? Because right now, currently, Nintendo is in that format where your A button is your confirm, and your
right.
B is your go back, and that's in the same placement as X and O.
You know, that could happen. I definitely believe that.
Which would help, because like it's so weird. Every time I played in Nintendo for a long time, and I go back to like a Sony system or something like that, and everything's backwards. I get confused because I got so used to pushing A to go forward for shit.
It throws me off all the time. Yeah. Bro. Even now when I use a PS4, I'm like, oh, fuck, it's the wrong thing. Like, I'm hitting the wrong thing. Oh,
man. Yeah, but... That's going to be weird. So now Nintendo's going to be the oddball.
Yeah, exactly. They want to be. They're trying to differentiate themselves.
All right.
All right, some news, kind of bad news, actually. Dune and the Batman have been pushed back.
Oh, and Batman, too, huh?
Yeah. Dune is going to come out next year. Instead of December 18th this year, it's going to be next year around Halloween.
Yeah. A year from now.
Fucking burn, dude. That's a long time.
That's a long, yeah.
That's a long
That's
ass
a big
time.
Push.
But I'm over here reading the book and shit, getting hyped because I'm like, because dude, as I'm at where I'm at in the book, yeah. I watched the trailer again because I'm like, damn, man, I seen so much shit. And I was like, you know, I'm just watching the trailer just because, and I actually understood everything in the fucking trailer this
That's
time.
Cool.
I was like, oh, I know. Oh, that's what that shit's going to look like. Like, I was like, now I see why book readers get so hyped and scared. When movies come out,
yeah,
like it's crazy. Like it's nice to experience that with them a little bit.
Yeah, because like at reading it, you kind of create your own image in your head, and then you kind of have it feel like what it should look like. But then when you actually see it, it's like that's kind of different than what I was expecting based off what I heard.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like it's really trippy, like to pick it up. But yeah, it sucks. I'm putting so much energy into Dune. I've been liking it. I've been loving it. I've been tripping out on it. Like fucking staying up late listening to it while I'm playing video games and shit.
Mm.
And now it's getting pushed. I'm like, God damn it.
That's crazy.
But yeah, the Batman's also getting pushed because a lot of the filming is in the UK, and the UK is not doing good with the virus. So yeah, apparently they might have a third shutdown.
Everything's getting pushed.
Yeah. For the case of America, it's for the movie theaters.
Yeah.
They want Dune to open in a big fucking movie theater at a big, you know, they've been waiting for this for fucking 50 years almost. So like, I get it. But you know, that's what it is with Dune. With Batman, it's literally like the filming location is where the virus is worse right now. Mm. Like the worst. So they can't really do it, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I also heard a rumor I was going to tell you about. Remember how we talked about how,
do we got to get our voice on the soundboard now?
Right. Maybe we should. The rumor section. Yeah, that'd be cool.
We got to...
yeah, maybe I'll write that one down, actually. But, okay, so you know how they said Robert Pattinson had gotten the virus? We talked about it.
Oh,
podcast.
Yeah, that's right.
Dude, so here, this is a rumor. But there are things that match up with it that kind of make sense. The rumor is they just said that to get him off the set. Because he was fucking shit up and he was being a dick.
Oh, for reals?
Yeah, and I guess...
What the heck?
And I guess, dude, during the quarantine, he was supposed to be Batman training. Like, you know, they gave him a whole bunch of workout equipment, sent it to his house, and like a whole setup and a gym guy and all this shit. He just didn't do it.
Wow, what the fuck?
And he was saying posted tweets about how he was just chilling, showing pictures of him just eating like junk food. He was, bro. He had pictures of him with junk food and stuff and him like... just.
Like, they can fix me in post, right? Can mess me up.
Dude, so check it out. And when apparently this is still a rumor, right? It's still a rumor. But supposedly when he showed up on set for the refilming, Matt Reeves is like, what the fuck, bro? He's like, you knew what we needed you to do. And he was very blasé about like, oh, whatever, we'll make it work. And they were like, no, bro, the stunt doubles are buffer than you. It's not going to work. They're going to know it's not you, you know, or it's when we switched moments, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, supposedly that's why remember that filming had continued without Robert Pattinson?
Oh.
We were both like, the fuck? How you gonna film Batman without Batman?
Yeah, yeah.
That's why.
Because he's fat.
Because he's fat. Because he's skinny. More because he's skinny. Yeah, okay. He's skinny.
He's skinny. Okay. And, yeah, that makes more sense.
And he even put a tweet out where he was like, oh, James Dean wasn't all that buff. He did this like not that long ago. And we're like, dude, James Dean didn't play Batman. Like, the fuck is going on, bro?
Man.
Oh, man. So, yeah, one of our friends is saying, like, his
Cuckoo's here.
Cuckoo's just saying that basically all his stunt doubles are, like, fucking monstrous compared to him anyway. So, like, they were really expecting him to do his part, you know, basically. Yeah. But anyway, that part's a rumor. So, I don't know why. But people are saying maybe that's partially why it's also being pushed. It's because they can't figure that whole thing out with him right now. But, yeah, I thought that was pretty interesting. Let's go do a little overdrive. You said 7:30, right?
I'll move on to something else.
Wait, you said 7:30, right?
Yeah, 7:30, 7:45. Yeah. All
right, let's do it.
But Mortal Kombat 11 did a teaser that they threw out. It was a teaser of a character. You know what's his name? Baraka. Whatever his race is in the game, him running like one of those type of humanoids people running through a forest being chased by something. It was just a small teaser, like 2-3 seconds long, and that's all it was. And then you don't get to see what was chasing him, right?
Wait, you didn't get to see what was chasing him?
No.
What the fuck?
People are guessing that this is a teaser for Ash from The Evil Dead, because apparently there's a lot of chasing through forests or something.
Oh, and maybe he's hunting Baraka?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's undead. Oh, that makes sense, actually.
Yeah, so we might be getting Ash pretty soon in Mortal Kombat 11. I'm wondering too, because also people were saying like, where's Melina? People have been asking for Melina. There's rumors that she may be coming to the game pretty soon, and she's half of that race, which I didn't know that, but she's half of Baraka's race.
Oh, it makes sense when she takes her mask off. She's got that scary ugly ass.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes
That's
sense.
That's why.
So for those watching the podcast live, sorry, we were having issues with our internet.
Yeah,
so
no, I told them, I was asking them, so that's why we're getting a response.
Oh, that's
for
what
that.
We're talking about. Okay.
But yeah, that's just a little teaser, and those are some of the rumors going around. Again, I heard a rumor.
We need that.
Yeah.
We do, I guess that's the next thing.
Yeah. Also, just to throw it out there, too, another little small piece of news. Cyberpunk 2077, that game that's been hyped by CD Projekt Red, same people that did The Witcher and all that. This is a hype game. This is the one with Keanu Reeves that came out last year at E3 and all that. This game is a big game. Looks awesome. People are waiting for this shit. It got pushed already a couple times. It's coming out next month.
Oh, the Cyberpunk. Yeah.
Yeah. It's already gold. It's already gone gold. And not
wow,
even out yet.
Oh, really?
It's already gold.
From the pre-sales?
Yeah.
Isn't that wild? Shit. Wow. That's the next level right there.
For reals.
Damn.
But just to throw that out there too, real
quick.
That's
crazy.
That is crazy.
I guess real quick, you want to give me my segment? Let's go ahead and get that out.
Oh, you want to do this?
Let's do it.
Oh shit, we're about to do this. We're about to get demonetized for this, even though we don't make money.
I'm gonna damn. All right, for this week's edition of Dick Moves, Disney Plus has made an announcement.
Uh-oh.
Since our last episode.
Okay.
Mulan.
Yeah.
Released pre-orders for every other streaming service to rent it for $30.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay, that's okay. I don't see anything wrong with that.
I think you should let that sink in a little bit. Think about that. What do you think Disney Plus people are paying for?
They're already paying $7 or $8 a month, and then plus 30.
For exclusive release.
Yeah.
That's what they're paying for. $8 a month plus $30 for rental is for this exclusive movie.
That was for that one-time rental, and that's all it was, though.
But it was promised for this exclusive movie you can only get from Disney. And now it's available for the same price on Amazon Prime, iTunes, and Vudu.
That's crazy. That's fine.
That's no, bro. That's a dick move.
I don't see anything wrong with that.
That's how they sold Disney Plus. Like, during the quarantine, they're like, hey, sign up so you can get to watch Mulan.
I don't think it's a dick move. I see it more as you're stupid, Disney, because having Mulan on your own streaming service, that was a good way to let people come to your servers and start paying and become a subscriber for it. Like, why'd you go off to other fucking streaming services and allow them to sell it too?
See, I don't think you understand why it's a dick move then. Because it's been a while. and they didn't make even close to the money back they needed from Disney Plus alone.
So oh, really?
They need to expand it to make their fucking money back.
No, it's only been a year.
Exactly. Dick move. You see what I'm saying? Like, that's my whole point. Dick move. And you sold it that you can only get it on Disney Plus. That's the only place where you can rent it. Mm. And now that's not true anymore.
Yeah.
So I think that might have been a bad move because I feel like people are going to might start thinking about unsubscribing from that shit at this point.
Yeah, exactly. Which is, that's why I think it's more stupid than it is a dick move.
Well, I'll tell you why it's layeredly smart. Like, you know, they say on Dune, plans about. Plans among plans among plans is because Mandalorian's about to come out. Mm-hmm. Who's going to cancel it before Mandalorian comes out?
True.
Right? So they can do whatever the fuck they want right now until that shit comes out. Until the last episode comes out. So they could do that and people probably aren't going to unsubscribe because they want Mandalorian. So you see what I mean?
Yeah.
Dick move. They finessed us all.
That's weird.
They finessed us all into extra money for themselves. Like, now's not the time for that, Disney. I don't know, man.
Anyways, that's kind of just weird. It's just weird. I'm not even mad at them. I just think, like, you guys are stupid.
I'm mad because it's a money-grubbing thing. Like, they did everything they could to get every little dollar out of it they could, rather than sticking to what they promised.
Like, they don't have money, you know? Like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, and that's what they promised the fans, you know? Like,
yeah.
Anyway,
everyone's going to get it on Disney Plus for free, like, in a couple months anyways. So, it's what else?
Yeah, well, that's what they're trying to, like, basically take advantage of. The fact is that people don't, like, the ones that don't have Disney Plus, they're like, oh, let's sell it to them real quick. Mm. And if not, other people are going to subscribe so they can get Mulan. You see what I'm saying?
It's like, so weird.
They're just making money, but it's weird, but they're making money in every turn. Like, yeah. I'm like, you motherfuckers, dude. Anyway, AJ.
Brawlhalla, remember that game?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're getting these guys in there. These are people from The Walking Dead
characters?
Yeah, getting more crossovers. Currently, or at least from what I remember, they had like a WWE crossover. They had Laura Croft from Tomb Raider in the game. Apparently, they have Finn from Adventure Time as well or something like that too.
What?
And now they're getting Daryl, Rick, and is it McCrony? McCrony? Is that one
Michonne.
Of them? Michonne. Ah, I'm saying that wrong. But yeah, so those are the characters that are coming, but they're not actual characters. Like, they're more skins to overlay other characters that exist in the game. And they're overlaying Emperor, Barza, and Koji. That's who they're going to replace, or they're a skin over, which sounds cool. I mean, you're not introducing like a brand new system or anything like that. You're just getting a skin over something, which I guess is lazy in a way, I suppose.
Yeah, for sure.
But if you guys are playing Brawlhalla and you guys are into Walking Dead, go check this out. Okay. New DLC.
All right, new DLC. Keep an eye out, guys. All right, New Mutants.
What are they doing now?
Nothing. Their shit is going to be out on Blu-ray. Next month.
Oh, shit, that was fast.
Yeah, that's my whole point. I guess the movie wasn't great. I heard it wasn't shitty, but it wasn't great. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it didn't do great in the movie theaters. But, you know, they weren't really expecting to get much out of it anyway. So I feel like they kind of took it as a win. Disney just raked up whatever little bit of money they could from it, since they didn't even make it in the first place.
<laughs> You know? Yeah.
But, yeah, it'll be coming to Blu-ray November 17th. There's a regular edition and an ultimate edition. There's going to be some extra little documentaries and specials and New Mutants. Basically, kind of.
Is there a Snyder cut? No,
you stop it. I think they're basically going to have a little documentary, little specials that are kind of closing out the whole X-Men Fox thing, because it's literally the last one. So those will be in the special ultimate
edition. Nice knowing you.
Nice knowing you, bro. I didn't watch fucking Dark Phoenix. I'm like, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
I was so mad about Apocalypse. I was like, no, I'm straight on Dark Phoenix. I will, however, watch New Mutants. And when I do watch it, I'll definitely review it on here.
Okay.
Yeah, but because, you know, I want to see the first superhero horror movie. Or I guess the second superhero horror movie. Did you ever see Brightburn?
No.
You should see Brightburn, bro. The first superhero horror movie.
That's okay.
Great job. Great job with that one. But anyway, yeah. Keep an eye out for New Mutants November 17th. It'll be out on Blu-ray, DVD, and 4K. So you can purchase it then. It's already available for pre-order on Amazon Prime. I don't know why you would need to do that. But, you know, you could if you're desperate.
If you really wanted to.
All right.
If you want to complete that collection.
Exactly. AJ?
Super Nintendo World. Do you have any news on this?
No.
No. All right. Well, the whole world at the Universal over in Japan, right, is supposed to be opening up next year in 2021. Yeah. But opening next week, Is the Mario Cafe in stores.
Ooh.
Yeah, so October 16th, you know, they're going to open that part up. So you can still walk around and check out the merchandise and all that. Apparently, there's going to be a lot of different collectibles to you know, get because it's all Mario theme, right? Mm-hmm. And I think the whole location is based off the Mario Odyssey, like, you know, the city area and all that.
Oh, okay.
It was at New Donk City, I think. I think that's what it's made of or made off of. Anyways, there's going to be super mushroom drink, apparently, out over there somewhere in one of those stores, coming in like in the collectible cup. There's going to be these free fruit cream sodas with mustache straws. There's Mario hat cookies.
This actually sounds kind of fun.
Yeah.
I'm actually kind of interested in it. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, so that
Diplomat says yes, it's for me.
No, actually, they're talking about the pausing. Is like, is it pausing for anyone else? He's like, yeah, it is for him. So, yeah. But anyways, if you're in Japan, by some luck, and you're nearby, go check it out next week.
Okay.
I got one more piece of news here.
Oh, just one?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do two, and then we'll call it. Which two I want to do? Okay. Regal Theaters going out of business and closing. Which kind of fucking sucks. I actually like Regal Theaters. They're not very expensive, and they're not far away most of the time. So I'm a little pissed that that's happening. But because of the pandemic and lack of movie sales, they'll be ending that company. Very sad. Other things to mention. If you look at the email I sent you real quick.
The email. What the email.
Exactly. So, there is a brand new show coming to Netflix. I'm sorry, movie.
Oh, fuck. I lost it.
Go ahead. Was it a show or was it a movie? I think it's a show. But I love it because it's furthering the whole American anime thing. It's a new one. And guess what? It's made by the guys who are championing it right now, the guys who make Castlevania.
Ooh.
This is called The Blood of Zeus. And it basically mimics...
Oh, our internet's crap, so that's why it's not loading. But anyways, you're saying...
Yeah, it's going to be based on Greek mythology shit. Basically, I don't have the trailer to back me up, but you guys can look it up. It's called Blood of Zeus, and it starts out by showing you how the gods slay the Titans. You know, the first thing they did, slay the Titans to fucking establish their spot as gods.
The world was new.
And, you know, I guess in this story that they've made up here, that goes wrong. Them slaying the Titans actually leads to their blood creating a gang of fucking monsters called giants.
Oh, shit.
Not as big as the Titans.
That's cool.
But slightly more powerful.
Was that a true story? Or true, like...
mythology?
Yeah.
No, there's something like it. Oh, okay. There's references to it, but nothing this in your face. And this will basically cover a demigod, just like, you know, Hercules or Perseus, anyone you would imagine, basically coming to aid the gods and help them out and being their trump card against this fucking villain or whatever, you know? And it looks really fucking good. It looks pretty interesting and amazing. The voice acting sounds good. The fighting looks sick. And the superpowers look good. So there's nothing I have to complain about so far. Except for one point I want to complain about.
Uh-oh.
Where the fuck is Devil May Cry? These guys announced Devil May Cry and that they would also be doing Legend of Zelda.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they announced this last year. Or maybe a year. Yeah, I think it was last year. And, you know, the only thing we've gotten is an update early this year of them saying, yeah, we're still doing Devil May Cry, in which they did not mention Zelda, and I haven't seen a Devil May Cry trailer, but all of a sudden there's this new random shit coming out. Where the fuck is my Devil May Cry, bro?
They're busy working on this, dude. Like,
I don't give a damn. Like, I want my fucking Zelda.
Finish what you started.
You know, that's what I want. But don't get me wrong. This shit looks awesome. I'm going to watch the fuck out of this. It looks really good.
Blood of Zeus. This looks like some old school, like 80s cartoon shit almost.
It does,
though.
Right? A little bit. And
October 27th.
Did you notice Hermes has like fucking super speed and like fucking, it's like almost like.
I don't know anything about the people's names.
About Greek gods?
Yeah, I don't know like names.
Oh, dude. Okay.
So I have no clue who you just talked about.
Oh, Hermes is the messenger god and he has wings on his feet. That's where a lot of that shit comes from in history. And supposedly, you know, he can make instant deliveries. So they interpreted that as super speed in this. So he's running around fucking fighting them and shit with super speed.
That's cool. Yeah.
I like that. Just seeing that, I like where they're going with this. Like, that's pretty cool. You know, pretty interesting.
That's cool.
You said you had one more piece of news, right?
Yeah.
Do one more and I'll do one more and then we'll be done.
All right. Yeah. This was kind of interesting and not that big of a story. But if you're into credit cards, Razer the gaming company that does a bunch of like knowing like PC peripherals. They do keyboards and headsets and mouse pads. They may have computer parts. I kind of doubt it. Laptops. I think they have a laptop out there too. They're doing their own credit card. Apparently, they're trying to do their own little bank system or something like that. They're trying to establish a global youth bank. So this is one of their stepping stones toward that. But it's going to be in collaboration with Visa. It's going to be a prepaid payment method. So not really a credit card, more like a debit card in a way. You have to put money on it for it to work. But what's cool about it is that it does have, there's three different versions to it. First of all, there's a digital version that will work with their app. Apparently they have a Razor Cash app. There's going to be a physical, just normal looking card. And the cool thing is they're going to have a light up card. A physical premium card is what they call it, I suppose. And it lights up, but the logo, the Razor logo lights up on it. I don't know how they...
that's pretty cool.
I don't know how they fit that into a credit card, but that sounds cool.
Wait, are you getting one of these, AJ?
I don't think so, no. I don't think I need any more credit cards right now. I'm good. I've been doing good with the ones I have right now. I'm proud of what I can control right now. I don't want to add anything else to it right now. I'm good.
I feel you, bro. I'm fucking in the process of paying all mine off right now. I'm almost done. I'm like, that shit's a bitch, bro.
Yeah, like I'm working on one, and there's one like I'm just going back and forth with just to build up like
credit. Yeah.
Not only credit, but it gives like good rewards. So like bringing in rewards and shit like that. That's how I bought, Slayers. I got that pretty much for free. Because of the rewards I collected using my credit card.
What? Really?
Yeah. It's an Amazon credit card. So every time I use it, I get like 1% or like 5% on Amazon. And so like I just easily just ranked up like over a couple of months enough points to get Slayers for free. Razer's going to have a similar thing with their credit card or their prepaid card is you can get 5% back on their Razer store or 1% back on everything else. And okay. If you're currently a member through their like beta service, you will get 10% back on Razer stuff, and a chance to win $2,000 worth of Razer gear.
How much?
$2,000.
How much gear do they have?
Like I said, they do keyboards, headsets, and mouses, and mouse pads, and just a bunch of like peripherals for like PC gaming and all that. So I think they may even do like a chair or something like that. I don't know, but. Unfortunately, I think right now, though, that it's only in Singapore right now. If you want to get into our beta program to be qualified for any of that, which is kind of weird. But yeah, look out for that in the future, I suppose. Sounds interesting. The benefits on there don't seem too bad either.
Okay. And, last piece of news real quick. The Godzilla anime will be coming out soon. And it is connected to the movies that came out not long ago. Yeah, so you guys might want to check that out. I believe it's being teamed up with by Adult Swim. I'm sorry, my internet is not fucking accessing my information right now, and I really want it to, but it's not. But I'm just going to tell you that part right there. It is coming, and I'm sure it's going to be pretty interesting, because I don't think I've ever seen a Godzilla anime done seriously by Japan. I want to know what's up with that, like, because, in Japan, they consider Godzilla, like, he's a hero. He defends Japan. But for us, we treat him as the monster. So I'm really interested in seeing.
Yeah, I've always found that weird, because I see Godzilla movies, like the old school ones, and it looks like he's terrorizing shit, but they're always, like, on his side, and it's kind of weird.
Yeah, they're like, oh, shit, Godzilla's here to save us.
Yeah, but he's always fucking shit up. It's like, is he really saving you guys, though?
it goes back to this is why I want you to watch The Boys, bro. They're like, superheroes save people. And someone's like, yeah, they do. But did you know superheroes have an average of a 37% collateral damage rate? And I was like, damn. Yeah.
Did you see Power Rangers?
Yeah, right.
Always falling over buildings.
Yeah, man. The Zords, bro. The Zords are not fucking,
They're not graceful.
They're not designed for being in big cities, I don't think.
Yeah.
I think they were designed to fight on a big, empty planet.
Yeah.
Like, back in the day, you know?
Yo, that's probably why.
That's probably why. That probably is why, you know? Damn. But yeah, so that's happening. Godzilla anime. Keep an eye out for that.
That sounds cool.
I'll let you know some more details through tweet and through our website because I can't load it. I'm sorry, guys.
Did you see the American Godzilla cartoon back in the day?
Yeah, I watched that one. It was pretty good.
It was okay. Yeah, I watched a few episodes here and there.
And I like how it went off of the movie, but it was better than the movie, sadly. Yeah. I was like, why is this better than the live action movie, dude? It's very weird. But yeah, I like that one.
Yeah.
Matthew Broderick.
That'd be so cool. There's some type of crossover, like a multiverse crossover
you
with
know,
the American Godzilla.
I was wondering if they were gonna do that when the first one came out with Walter White in it. You know, I thought they were gonna like make a little reference to Broderick one or have him cameo or something, but they didn't even touch it, which is cool. I don't mind either way, but
yeah.
I would have liked them to connect it. You know,
A lot of people hate the American one. I kind of liked it.
It was bad. I mean, it had bad moments because. The thing is, it became an alien movie and not a Godzilla movie after a while. So I think that's why a lot of people hate on it.
Yeah, I like that cliffhanger they had at the end, though.
Oh, well, that's where the show takes place, right?
Oh, I think it did. That's
yeah,
right.
Because that last one is the good Godzilla that helps them out.
Yeah, didn't they have control of some of the babies randomly or something like that?
Yeah, well, okay, that was the thing. So they had control of some of the babies, and then, like,
I don't remember.
All died, and there was one left at the end of the movie. And that's what the show's based on, is the one left that can be controlled.
Oh, that's what it's based off of?
Yeah, it's that one left one, the one last one that was left.
Oh, that's crazy.
And they control it. And it actually helps them fucking fight shit
and
defend the world.
That's crazy. Anyways.
You're welcome, guys, for an American history of Godzilla. It's different from the Japanese one.
It is.
AJ, what you got planned for your Focus Week, man?
You know what, I didn't talk about it earlier, but I guess I'll go to continue to fix this problem. So, you know, Soul Calibur here on my PC has those random fucking crashes. I was looking into it over the weekend. It was too much to handle to go and try to fix things. There's like little things you can try to that might fix it. I tried other methods too. I thought it was my graphics card. I overclocked it so I wouldn't, you know, stress over stuff like that. But it wasn't that. I threw an SSD in there because I was thinking maybe my M.2 NVMe SSD in there is kind of fucked up in some way. Maybe that's nope. It's not that. So there's other things you can do. I downloaded something that might fix it. I haven't tested it yet. So I'm gonna see if that works. And then if not, then I'm going to mess with some registries, apparently, which is weird and scary to mess with sometimes. So let's hope that goes over well. Aside from that, you know, the usual Soul Calibur, some more Animal Crossing and Rocket League. I think I want to go into like a practice mode in Rocket League and try to learn how to control the fucking shooting up in the air and doing stuff like that.
Yeah, I got training mode now.
Yeah, no, I'm going to have to.
Learn that wave dash.
Just figure out how that's even done. But yeah, I think, and then maybe get to these comics someday that I've been having for like a month now.
Same here. If the internet's bad enough, I might just be reading comics all night.
The internet sucks right now, so I'll probably figure that out today too.
Yes. But if the internet's bad, I'll probably read comics all night for tonight. But other things I'm going to do, I might watch that bad Dune movie from the 80s or whatever.
Damn, really?
You know, I want to see how they depicted it. I think I told you, I already started watching it, and I was like, this is bad. But I'm like, you know, I'm kind of interested to see how they depicted shit. Maybe I'll finish it just to do it. Other things, definitely going to continue watching The Boys, because that shit's fucking crazy. I had to stop myself from watching episode 3. It's just so good. Other things that I want to check out.
Oh, I have a question for everyone listening right now. Even people that may find us later on. I'm trying to do badges for Twitch because when you subscribe, and we do have a couple of subscribers now, you get a badge. Right now, I think it's just that sword right now is their badge right now, but we can control what these look like. And we got little icons, right?
Okay.
And the more you subscribe, the more you collect months and all that, the more you can change the look of it. And some people have like different things that they do, like a plant growing I've seen, or some people just have random pictures for every month your subscribers. So the longer you subscribe, you know, the better your picture gets or something, right? So I was thinking of, you know, like martial art belt colors. So doing something along those lines. So like every, you
like
know,
ranking?
Step up, yeah, is a different color in the rank.
That's smart.
And I was thinking, like, rather than just show a belt, maybe have Ryu with his headband and just change that.
Oh, that's smart.
Does that
I like
sound
that.
Cool? Like
that sounds
that?
Very cool. Yeah, I like
yeah.
that.
That's kind of what I was throwing around. Or the other idea was just, since this is the Collision 28 Twitch channel, having the Collision 28 logo and just change the background color or something like that.
That could be good
or
too.
Combine the two and have the headband with the Collision 28 logo on it and have that still, that band still change colors.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
That's kind of what I'm going for. And I had a new idea that I stopped myself at. And I was like, rather than do the headband shit, what if we chose the different color belts and actually chose maybe like a superhero or someone that we know in nerddom that has that color belt, like an actual belt. How many belts do you know? So the first one I think of is, for a yellow belt, Batman's utility belt, right?
Yeah.
Right? Does Green Lantern have a belt? So for
no.
a green belt, no? This is something that we'll just have to ponder over time.
We're going to have to fucking fuck with this, because you already blew my mind by asking me that question. So I got to think about that.
Yeah, so think about belts.
Punisher has a white belt.
Okay. All right. That sounds cool.
Punisher
has a white belt. Because you start off with a white belt, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Punisher has a white belt.
All right. We're getting somewhere.
Deadpool has a red belt. Okay, we're getting somewhere. We'll talk. For my unfocused week, I'm definitely going to... Dune is one thing.
Oh, that's a good one, too. Instead of doing martial art belt colors, bronze, silver, gold, platinum.
Nah, I like the belt idea. That's cool. That is cool, but I like the belt.
Props to them. Good job for them.
Yeah. What other things? I was talking about unfocused week, right?
Yeah.
I think that's...
That's part of my unfocused week, too. Kind of working on that.
Oh, you know what? I tried to watch Sonic yesterday. And,
oh, yeah?
And I didn't have a connection to Plex anymore. So, ironically, Steve, I need you to give me some... Or fix the Plex thing or give me more Plex information. My bad.
Thor's Magic Belt? How do you say that shit? Thanks for resubscribing.
So, Thor's Magic Belt is silver, right?
I have no color what color it is.
Anyway.
There's no silver belt.
Yeah, so I'm going to need the Plex stuff again, Steve, because I was going to watch it, of course... I finally watched it. It didn't work. Or if I tried to watch it, it didn't work.
I have Sonic now on my Twitch, on my Plex. Sorry.
Oh, you have Plex too?
I also have it on Blu-ray over there too.
Never mind, Steve. I'll just use
it. It was on sale for like $10 at Target or $11, something like that. So I just picked it up. And then you have a PS4, right? So you can just pop it in there.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that. Yeah, exactly. Steve mentioned I should finish Spider-Man. I haven't been playing that. I should get back on Spider-Man. Maybe I'll do that right after this. And then I bought the book, the movie of one of my favorite books, Heart of Darkness, which is the book. And the movie is called Apocalypse Now. I've been waiting to watch this movie for fucking at least 5 or 10 years. And so now I'm finally going to get to watch that. So that'll be part of my unfocused week. And I think that's about it.
All right, that sounds cool. Cuckoos has an idea. It could be T getting madder and madder. Each level is playing a Goku Super Saiyan style.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty consistent with my personality. There you go.
All right, then. All right, I guess we're done, right? We're out?
I'm focused.
All right, thanks for suffering through this internet droppage. It looks like it's been steady for the last couple minutes, though. So, like, right when we're about to end, right? It gets good.
It'd be like that sometimes.
So mad. All right, we'll see you guys next week, guys.
Peace out. Don't forget, this is a Collision 28 production. Okay, we're live on twitch.tv/collision28 every
Wednesday.
Also, you can always catch us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocused28. We also give you updates when the show starts. Instagram at unfocusedpodcast. Subscribe, you know, like.
Also, you can subscribe to our podcast show, The Audio Version, on Apple Podcasts, or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
collision28.com/discord. Do that too.
And what's the thing that starts with Stitcher?
Stitcher.
You bitch.
Podcast. Go watch this re-recording for everyone that dropped that out on Friday.
I'm focused.
YouTube.com/unfocusedpodcast.
It's over.
Don't forget to subscribe.